The following content is not suitable for children.
George, we're so excited. We have Julie Minano, the author of Secure Love, with us today. And gosh, our friend as well.
Yeah. Yay!
We just are so excited to talk about her book.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
And Julie, I just want to say, you know, she is a highly sought after licensed marriage family therapist in Bozeman, Montana. And she's like the queen of the Instagram with at the Secure Relationship. We will link you in our notes. And she's founded the Bozeman Therapy and Counseling Center. And in all her spare time, she's written a bestseller. So we are so grateful to have you. It's called Secure Love, Create a Relationship That Lasts a Lifetime. That's Julie Minano. You can find it anywhere and everywhere. Because I looked for it on Amazon the other day. I Googled it and it's just like everything. It came up everywhere. So you should be so proud. It's going to be all over the world, right? In all kinds of languages and everywhere.
I feel really, really grateful and fortunate to be able to have this voice. So,
and we're going to talk about attachment and how it helps us create connection and a secure relationship.
All right.
Oh, I got my copy right here, Julie. Nice little note on the inside.
I sent both of you hardcovers, signed hardcovers too. So,
oh, I'm so glad.
Day now.
Yay. Yeah. Tell us just like how it all started. How did you decide to write this book?
I had my clinic here in Bozeman and love EFT, kind of obsessed with attachment theory work. And it kind of came together. I had a couple clients who said, you should start an Instagram account. You have so much good stuff to say. And then my bookkeeper said, you need to start an Instagram account just to have a online presence or a social media presence for the clinic.
Right.
And I thought, I don't even know what this is. This isn't Instagram for kids. And I wasn't really open to it, but then just really, really randomly on a whim, May 12th, 2020, I just decided to get the app. And then I thought, oh, well, I have to put something on here if I open it up. So I just started making these little hand drawings of teaching people about attachment theory. And then that kind of blew up from there. And, you know, my goal from the beginning was, well, so many people just don't have access to this work. And yeah. I didn't really feel like there were a lot of books out there, information out there that was really getting to the depth of attachment theory and a lot of surface level stuff. And so I really wanted to give this gift to the world for people who just don't have any other access to this type of work, or people who are in therapy, but just want a little, you know, boosters on the side. So,
yeah, we have referred at Foreplay.
You have a beautiful way of taking these complex principles and just simplifying them in ways people can relate to, right? And at the end of the day, love isn't that complicated. And when it's working, right, it looks a certain way. And when it's not, we have limited ways of protecting ourselves. And you could really break that down that people can be like, oh, I get that. Like, this is helpful. So I get why this is not working and I could do this and that would change it. Yeah. I mean, it's so, so cool that you can do that.
Well, I really appreciate that. And, you know, coming from you, that means a lot because I've learned everything I know from you, George. So,
tell us about you, how you met George and the work that you've done with George.
Well, I met George, met wasn't necessarily the word. I went to George, so my best friend here in Bozeman, who is also an EFT therapist, Wendy, was just kind of frustrated with EFT. She was just felt really stuck. And the externship was here. We have an externship every 2 years here in Bozeman, and we like to go and be helpers at it. And she was like, I'm not going to the externship. I'm going to go to Vegas and see this guy, George Fowler, for some trauma stuff. I think it was the first responder thing. And I was like, you're crazy. How could you miss the externship? And so the whole time I'm at the externship, she's texting me pictures of your slides. I mean, she's just like, my mind is blown. And so then she came back and she was teaching me some of the things that she learned from George. And I just felt like even getting the information secondhand was helping me. And so the following year, we went to Vegas And then I just kind of became a huge fan of George's work. Then I started this Instagram account, and I have to be honest, like one of the main motivators was to get to enough of a following that I could bribe George to supervise me. So I thought, okay, I've got 50,000 followers. Maybe I can tell them I'll like make posts to plug Foreplay if I can get George to supervise me, and that worked. And so,
yeah. I didn't know any of that story, Julie, the behind the scenes.
Was that the Las Vegas training that I met you to? Then when you met George?
No, that was, I went to two, and then the third was when I met you, Lori.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
So was George was already supervising you at that point?
No. Yeah, he was, but not for that long, but yeah.
It's not hard work supervising you, Julie. Again, well, we're here to talk about your book. You know, we have a relationship, and I, you know, we believe love expands love, right? If we could help make that clearer and inspire people and kind of normalize why they protect themselves and miss each other, you know, we could build that momentum. And this is such a huge contribution to that. Because there's only so many therapists in the world and so many trainers in the world. But when people can kind of snuggle up in their own bedroom and just kind of reflect on their own lives, really cool things happen. So what are some of the big takeaways from this book that you think is important to highlight here?
First of all, this is a little heady, but I kind of like the idea of the book as sort of a secure base, right? Because the tone of the book is very compassionate and soft. And I'm really, when I read the book myself for the audiobook, I hadn't read it out loud, and I had not yet read the entire book front to back. And when I read the audiobook, after I would go back to my hotel, I would think, wow, this book is actually making me a better person, which was a really weird experience considering that I wrote it. But it's just the tone of it is so soothing and so soft. And it's like that in and of itself, I think, opens hearts, just that emotional feel that you get. And then when you add in the scripts, but like, I'm really trying to help people not just say these words, but attach them to their heart. Because as we know, the words are empty. The words mean nothing. In fact, the words can actually be damaging when it's not attached to that felt experience. So I'm really just balancing these two things of giving people these skills, giving them the words, but also helping them tap in to this softer empathy and deep, even kind of wounded, vulnerable place in all of us, and bring that together into this whole. So
you're helping people understand each other at a deeper level from where they come from, what their attachment style is. And it is a beautifully written and a soft voice. I love that too. Thank you. Can you tell us about attachment theory? Tell our people, like, what is this all about? What are the four attachment styles? And say a little bit about that and how these attachment styles, form love, and what happens when we love somebody with one secure or with one attachment style or the other.
Yeah. So I like to boil it down to the least common denominator, which is fear, in the context of relationships, and a lot of unprocessed grief that's down in the bottom of these barrels that are driving all of these behaviors. And we have, different ways, categorized ways of responding to those feelings. Someone with an avoidant attachment, they've learned to just sort of shut it away, disavow it, put it to the side. Let's not go into that dark place. The downside to that is they don't know really fully how to tap in and be authentic with themselves. And then they also don't know how to reach for help from their partner, and they don't know how to help their partner in that place. Someone with an anxious attachment, they're going to respond to that pain with kind of trying to control the environment, like this desperate need to, I got to get you to change, or I'm going to protest, or I'm going to let you know how wrong you are, to soothe themselves. And then the downside to that is then they end up kind of, if they're with an avoidant partner, reinforcing that avoidance or kind of pushing people away with those behaviors. And then, of course, the avoidant comes in and reinforces the anxiousness of their anxious partner. And someone with a secure attachment, they're just really able to kind of figure out what is actually going on in here and communicating from that place that I like to call a balance of head and heart. We're in our emotions. We can talk about our emotions. We're feeling, but we're not so overwhelmed that we've completely like lost, you know, lost ourselves and lost our ability to think straight. And then if I describe disorganized attachment, I'd say we take a blender, we pour in some avoidant, we pour in some anxious, we add some trauma on top of that, a lot of unpredictability, a lot of emotional chaos, lack of strategy, really, that leads to this kind of really overwhelmed emotional state. Blend it all together, and then you have disorganized attachment.
Mm, that is a great description of all of those. And I mean, we talk a lot about the negative cycles, and I know you do too, the negative cycles of communication. Talk about how partners perpetuate this conflict.
Well, they're talking about, you know, whatever gets them there, whatever is going to trigger their vulnerability, conflict. It could, you know, they might be talking about sex, they might be talking about finances, they might be talking about where to go to dinner, and somehow they start communicating in a way where their needs for safety and attachment security go offline. And then at that point, you know, nobody's feeling safe, nobody's feeling heard, nobody's feeling understood, and their walls go up and tempers flare. And then, you know, like I said, each partner has their way of managing those feelings. One partner might be coming in hot. The other one is now trying to keep things from getting worse. They're doing damage control. The other one's trying to close the distance. And then it can go any number of places from there. Usually couples will cycle through a few rounds and they start talking about all sorts of different topics. And then we have all these dangling feelings, dangling wounds, dangling unresolved topics. And at some point, they have to stop. That can't go on indefinitely. And then there's this period of loneliness and kind of darkness that they both go through. And then eventually that becomes unbearable. So they make their way back and we're never going to do that again. Let's just, you know, push that under the rug. We're never going to do that again. And of course, nothing really got resolved. The relationship has now been damaged. And just going to come back. And, you know, people just really sadly get just so stuck in these patterns and do not know how to get out. Nobody does these things to be bad or to push their partner away. They just truly don't know what else to do.
Stuck is such a good word, right? Stuck. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the title of this book.
Okay.
Hey, you all, if you want to be naked in the sheets on Valentine's Day, make them Cozy Earth Sheets. This is luxury. They are so soft. I am telling you, they are rip your clothes off soft for Valentine's Day. This is truly the perfect gift for anyone who wants the gift of luxury. They also offer a wide range of loungewear, pajamas. Just think about it. Maybe getting their bath towels and their waffle bathrobe and make a little spa for yourselves. Their loungewear and pajamas, they're designed to bring you comfort and all the things that you love. It's like having a spa on Valentine's Day in your own home. All the products come with a 10-year warranty, which is so great, especially for sheets and that elastic on the edge. Y'all know how that goes. You need this. Cozy Earth Sheets are made from temperature-regulating 100% viscose from bamboo. Whether it's your partner, your friends you're treating, Cozy Earth makes a perfect gift for anyone you want to show a little extra love for this Valentine's Day. Cozy Earth provides an exclusive offer for our Foreplay fan today. 35% off site-wide when you use the code Foreplay. That's CozyEarth.com and get our 35% off. Uber Lube. It's a luxury lubricant. You know, basically, it's pure silicone bliss. It is made from superior ingredients. It has skin-soothing vitamin E, and it goes on just like natural moisture, and it lasts a long time. There's no drip. Their glass bottles are truly beautiful. You can leave them on your bedstand. I do. No problem. Nobody notices. And it's basically like this thin, slippery silicone formulation. It reduces friction, which is great, but it doesn't reduce sensation, and it stays slippery long enough for lasting pleasure. They have travel-friendly, toughened glass bottles. You can slip it in your gym bag. You can slip it in your purse. You can be ready whenever. Try UberLube, the silicone lubricant, at uberlube.com. Use the code Foreplay for 10% off. Really, it is the best lubricant on the market.
So, Julie, I mean, there's so much out there. you know, on what doesn't work and these negative patterns and insecure attachment. But I love that you chose the word secure love for your book. Mm-hmm. I think we really want to help our listeners get a clearer picture on what does it look like when it's working? What does secure love look like? You know, when a couple, we all have the same issues and fights, but what makes for secure love?
I think the ability to speak to each other in a way that maintains the attachment integrity of the relationship. Everybody's mm-hmm. feeling understood. Everybody's feeling heard. Everybody's feeling responded to, their space. We're not sending these messages that your needs don't matter to me, whether it's real or perceived. You know, we're not sending all these attachment wounding messages that leave us feeling alone and unheard. And that's kind of the what not to do. But on the flip side, what to do, we're sending messages of you matter to me. I can empathize yes. with where you're coming from. I might not agree with you, but I can absolutely step into your world and see through your eyes and validate your emotions right now. And our bond is more important to me really than anything else right now. We'll get through the other stuff, but we need to really be able to kind of co-regulate each other into this place of safety before we try to talk about all of these logistical problems. Mm-hmm. And both partners are coming into this from a balance of heart and head. They're able to speak vulnerably, but they're not just emotionally emotive. I mean, so many people think emotionally emotive is the same thing as vulnerability, and it's really not.
I love the integration of the mind and the heart. At its essence, what I hear you saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is like if you could listen to those fears or the grief or the pain, right? And instead of kind of protecting yourself by getting angry or running away from it, that you could kind of listen to that place and ask for help. The healing is when you can get help in those places, those longings, the body starts to shift to feeling connected. When we feel connected, we feel seen, we feel wanted, we feel safe, we feel love. All these juicy, positive emotions start to come up in secure love, right? So it's really cool that you're helping couples and our listeners just try to get a clearer picture of what it looks like when it's working, when we're in this sweet spot.
Yeah, I think that's what people are really needing. And I love that you said that, George, because the healing truly is in the connection. That's where the healing is. You know, how many times have we worked with couples and we've seen just when we help them start really meeting each other and connecting, some of the problems just start to sort of take care of themselves.
Yeah, most people don't recognize the opportunity in these fights. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to avoid them or they but you can become the villain to the hero if you're able to listen to these kind of misses and get that healing. Like it's so powerful to be loved in places where you're usually left alone. I mean, the world is such a safer place.
That's just so true. And I'm really, really getting the depth of that in my work with couples right now. It's really that deepest piece is really coming alive. Hmm.
Talk a little bit about the way you make it so accessible, Julie. Like, how do you come up with these scenarios? And can you give us a couple of those scenarios of how people can say it better?
I help other people the way I help myself, which I think is kind of what we all do, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
By breaking down concepts and making them understandable to myself. And mm-hmm. really that's all I'm doing is on Instagram is just reflecting my own processing. And also through, you know, extensive training with EFT and just learning the power of emotional safety and validation and bringing that in with these scripts. And one line that always stands out to me that George says is create invitations instead of accusations. And anything I can, you know, the way that I word things in the script section is really how can I maximize the emotional safety here while still delivering a message of need and want.
Right.
And right. So that, a lot of that leads with validations, you know, anything to create safety. This is I see you, I hear you, I'm going to lead with you, and here's what I'm needing. Or attachment friendly context, which is, this is because I want to feel close to you, not because you're the enemy, not because I need to set these boundaries and I got to protect myself. It's because you're important to me, I need to have this boundary. Or because I love you, because I'm looking for closeness, I need for you to change this behavior.
I love it. Yeah. I think you should help George and I say it better. Maybe we should practice like saying something and you can help us say it better.
To each other?
Yeah, to each other, sure.
Oh my gosh, okay. I don't know if I can help you guys say anything better, but I can.
Oh, yes, you can. We'll do our own cycle.
Okay.
We're always trying to role model conversations so we make it easier for our listeners to try it.
Well, let's make a game out of it. Give me a synopsis.
Okay, we're gonna make a game.
If you make a game, I love to play games. So
I'm gonna be Big Surprise the pursuer, and George can be Big Surprise the withdrawer.
Okay.
George, I just hate that you're always so impatient. I mean, we begin this work and you're impatient and my heart just like sinks and I lose all my energy and
I mean, do we really need to talk about this now? Can we talk about this over the weekend?
Okay. I would rephrase that as, you know, what I'm noticing is that I have, you know, all this fear because we've been trying so hard to reach each other and we haven't been able to get there. And so even though we're here working, I have this fear that we're not going to get there.
That's good. That I'm going to lose all my energy and we're not going to
produce
what we need to, and we're not going to connect, and I need to connect with him in order to do this work. I like that. And then he doesn't want to talk about it. Can you help him?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what is he responding to, the good version or the quote unquote bad version?
The bad version.
Okay. The defensive version. Protective
All right.
version.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I think we might
the attacking version.
Okay. The attacking version. Okay. Hold on. I think we might be missing each other right now. Like, what's happening for you? Can you help me understand where you're coming from here? Because here's where I'm coming from. I'm really invested in this and I'm here and I'm willing to put the work into this situation. But what happens for me is when I hear you saying, it's not enough, or we got to move faster, then my system starts to feel overwhelmed and I start to want to shut down. So how can we kind of work together here?
Love it.
Nice.
That was good. Nice reframe. Yeah.
I love that. You're so smart and clever that you learn to integrate all these thoughts and meaning to emotions. I think emotions get a bum rap, especially for a lot of men. And like, I don't want to do emotions because they sound illogical. They just sound gushy and like, yeah, whatever. We could take it or leave it, right? But you start to help your, you know, readers recognize, and kind of similar with Sue Johnson in her book Love Sense, like there's so much logic behind emotions. So, you know, they're just given information. And I think when you can get people to realize that, they have a lot more value.
Absolutely. They are the value. I mean, I try to teach people, like, it's like trying to separate good nutrition from feeling okay in the world and eating. I mean, everybody knows you can't just not eat or eat junk food all day and be okay in the world. And it's so easy for people to accept that when it comes to the physical parts of our being. But then it comes to emotions and it is very difficult and understandable. If you've been left alone with painful emotions your whole life, the last thing you want to do is have to sit there in it.
Exactly. And Julie, when you were sort of redoing the way George and I were talking to each other, you're really asking us to speak from the heart, not from that defensive, angry place or that feeling of being, you know, not enough. Mm-hmm. And when you did it the right way, kind of the better way, the more compassionate and secure way, I literally felt heard by you, first of all. And second of all, it's like my stomach relaxed and I felt better. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, it's like when we're exchanging emotions in that secure place, our bodies respond better. I mean, it's
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And we feel that warmth for each other.
Right. And that's the place that we want to be in when we're communicating. That's it, you know, and it's just a matter of let's help each other get there so we can talk about how we're going to work with money or how we're going to raise the kids or.
I just think it's so cool that you're zeroing in on this target of when needs are being met and what that space looks like. I mean, we thrive in a space where we feel not just safe, but in the safety, we can be our truest selves, right? And in that being our truest selves unleashes all that positive energy where we can explore and be playful and be curious and compassionate and empathetic. I mean, this is where humans thrive. We're meant to be in this place, but we can't get there when we're constantly threatened and not feeling safe. So don't look at this as just like this gooey, like romantic. It's like all of human behavior happens from this resilient kind of resource platform. And you're really spelling it out, spelling that out for our listeners here.
And Julie's book also for our listeners particularly has a chapter focused on sex and the sexual relationship, which I read first, of course, which was beautiful. And I love your examples and your couple in there that you show how they get more secure sexually as well. That was, of course, my favorite part.
I got to read
that. That means a lot.
I didn't get to that one yet.
That topic. That was probably the hardest part of the book to write for me. So I learned a lot.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So where do we find you? I know it's on every platform, Amazon, thrift books, just basically Google Secure Love. If you don't know where to buy this book, it's in every bookstore now, right? Mm-hmm. You're actually hard copy in bookstores, which is a really big deal.
Is it? Oh, good.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Noble yesterday and there it was on the table in the middle. So that was
did exciting. That like give you goosebumps to see yourself on the shelves?
It did. It did.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. That's so they cool. They had me sign them and put stickers on the top that said signed copy and
Oh, very nice.
It's very exciting. Yeah. So you can find it, I mean, really anywhere books are sold. Interesting. There's even some on eBay.
Oh. Yeah. Already.
Yeah. I'm like, who's selling the book I gave them on eBay?
they're selling twice the price, probably. Okay. Well, we just want to, again, tell you this is Secure Love, Create a Relationship That Lasts a Lifetime by Julie Minano, LMFT, our friend, published by Simon & Schuster. It's going to go all over the world. It's going to be a bestseller. We are proud to host you on our podcast and to have you bring us your wisdom. Thank you so much for being with us.
You are so, so, so welcome. Thank you
guys. To our listeners, Valentine's Day is coming up. What a perfect gift to give your partner, right? Let's drive this book up to the number one bestseller because the world really needs to know more about this. So
yes,
we got your back on this, Julie. We'll do everything on our part to kind of do our little piece in it. And we're super proud of you.
I really appreciate that. And I agree that bestseller on the label really does matter because it draws people into the work. And that's the goal here. So
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your work. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Keep it hot, baby.
And secure. Okay. So tell us about your cutting edge training that you're doing on success and vulnerability.
Lori, we just keep pushing it, coming up with a new module on the playbook of a pursuer, playbook of a withdrawer, really practical moment by moment moves of what a therapist can use. You know, we're so focused on what's happening in session. Enough there's talk about theories and these global things. I think most therapists are looking for, what do I do in this moment? Give me a tool, George. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's awesome. I am so glad you guys are doing this work. I think it helps us be organized to see you do it. You do demos, you do explanations, teaching. It really is interactive. And I think that so many trainings that we sit through don't give us an opportunity for that. So what you're doing is really important.
No, we try to emphasize the teach it, show it, do it model of learning. You need to have some ideas, so we try to teach those. And then we try to show what it looks like implementing those ideas. But most importantly, you now got to practice it. That's how they become yours. And that's what we want our listeners and watchers to do, is become their own moves.
Find George and his teaching at successandvulnerability.com.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-MY, the number 4, play. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
The co-hosts of Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
There's only two of us, but I get third billing.
Our Fabulous Advice podcast comes out every Tuesday. We answer all kinds of pressing questions like,
what do you do when your boyfriend's mother is poisoning you? Mm. Or when you get an Airbnb host who dies? We have fabulous guests like Conan O'Brien,
Lamorne Morris,
Nick Kroll,
Hannah Einbinder.
Listen to Ask Rana on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.